Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Yeah, here come the Hawks, and they start tomorrow night with a tough couple of matchups against the Stanley Cup champions and a tour of Florida. We'll get to that with Coach Jeremy Colleton. He joins us now. But first, congratulations, Coach Colleton, on your two-year extension.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. And obviously happy to let's get started here. Let's get to work.
Jeremy, good morning. Congratulations. What does it mean to you to get this extension?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. The biggest thing is just from the organization and Stan and the Wirtz is just the continued belief that we're moving in the right direction and that we're going to be the ones to get the team back to being a top 10 team in the league, an elite team. And we're excited about that. And as I said, it's just continue to process, start today and tomorrow.
Obviously a lot of concerns out there with Jonathan Toews obviously not starting for you guys here this season, and Kirby Dach the injury. What did you see Sunday night at the training camp that you liked? What do you like going in here to your first game tomorrow night?
Yeah, no question. Those are big holes, and everyone, you can't it's not like that's going to be forgotten, but at the same time, we're really focused on the group we have and believe that if we have the right mentality and work ethic and competitiveness and unselfishness, that we can be better than what we're being told we are right now. And I thought, the scrimmage was a perfect example. Like, if you look at the rosters and the NHL experience and just on paper how it should have played out, you would have thought the red team would have run that white team over, but that's not what happened. It turned out to be the complete opposite. And that was the message to the group. Like, it's all about your approach. It's all about your relentlessness and how you approach every shift. And that's what we're going to need to not, to survive even, but I believe if we have that approach, we can have some team success.
Does that outcome maybe speak to some depth on the team among some of your younger guys?
Yeah, well, what we're really excited about is we got a bunch of the young players who we weren't really sure where they fit in. Like, we were optimistic about them, but how close are they? And they've looked really good in camp. Guys like Kirishev and Hagel and obviously Mitchell, even Regula has looked really good. Those guys, that's really encouraging because it shows we have some depth coming, and maybe it's not right now, but it's a month down the road or a few months down the road or next year. And that's what we're looking to build here is just constantly being able to integrate young guys in.
It's been such a strange year, and that's the understatement as can be here in the last 11 months or so. But you play almost a full season last year, and then you take this four-month break, and you gear up for everything. You play a couple weeks, get a good little playoff run in, some experience, and then you're shut down four or five more months, and here you have to gear up again. How hard has it been for you, your staff, and really for the players, this on-off, on-off situation?
Well, it's definitely, everyone's out of their comfort zone, and you're not used to everything. We're creatures of habit, and then we like routine. And you've been playing hockey, or you've been coaching for a bunch of years, and just things are done a certain way. And now there's a bunch of restrictions that we have to follow, for health reasons and safety reasons, and just so we can put a team on the ice. And you got to change a lot of things, so it's a challenge, but at the same time, we got to rise to the challenge, and we're all everyone in the league is dealing with the same thing. And so the way to frame it is let's do it better than everyone else. And I think that even in the spring, the summer, we handled it really well. That's part of why we were able to beat Edmonton, and I thought we played well in the bubble. And so coming back, things are different, but a lot of the things are the same. So we've been able to, reach back to that experience and use it here.
One thing that's different, although I guess it's it's not something that you haven't experienced before, whether it be in the minor leagues or elsewhere, where you're going to Tampa and you're going to play two games there, and then you're going to go to Florida and play two games. And I realize this is something that in the AHL, teams will go to a city and play multiple games. But how does it change, if it does, the way you approach tomorrow night's game, knowing that you're going to see the same team again a couple nights later?
Yeah, I like it personally. I think it's easier on the players. The travel's easier. It's easier on the coaches because we don't have to. You can prepare for the same team two games in a row. It just allows you to get a little more detailed in your preparation, and it's more like a mini playoff series, and that's a lot of fun. I think personally, it'll be interesting how the games. If it gets to be a little rougher, a little chippier, a little more emotion, I mean, that won't be a bad thing. That'll be good for the league. But I like it. And if they can make a business case for it going forward with fans in the building, I would prefer it this way.
Yeah, I mean, well, we've seen in other sports some things that have been tried out of necessity during this time are probably going to be kept, and so we'll see if that happens here. Jeremy, we didn't get a chance to ask you. I know you addressed this the other day, but the news over the weekend that Corey Crawford had decided to retire. You spent some time with him early in your coaching career, your first few years, and obviously the great performance we saw from him in what turned out to be the end of his career in the playoffs last year. Just your thoughts on kind of where Corey will stand in history and how he'll be remembered here.
Yeah, so, you know, I've known Corey a long time since we were juniors, and I watched from, you know, whether I was in the minors or in New York or in Sweden, you know, his success and, you know, his career is, you know, he's had an amazing career. And, you know, to get the chance to coach him was really fun. I mean, he's, as a coach, you love good goaltending. It makes you look good, makes the team look good. But I'd say more than that, just how he carried himself and great teammate and, you know, competed hard and very low maintenance guy. And, you know, I'm disappointed that he, you know, wasn't able to keep playing because I think he wanted to play. But at the same time, you got to do what's right for yourself and your family. And so he doesn't have anything left to prove. And certainly, you know, his Blackhawks, his place in Blackhawks history is, it's pretty safe. So
yes.
just wishing him to enjoy his time away with his kids and wife, and that's what I'm thinking about right now.
I've been so fortunate to be able to work with the organization, doing some public address and then being one of the stadium MCs last year, and it's going to be different this year, obviously, without fans. The Blackhawks put on an incredible show. I imagine, you know, just like in the bubble, you guys will find ways to harness that energy until the building can be full again.
Yeah, you got to bring your own energy, and that's one thing. I was impressed in the bubble. Part of it was probably because it was playoffs, but I thought the players did a really good job of finding what they needed to play hard. I wasn't sure how it was going to go, honestly. But, you know, it'll be a bit more of a challenge. Now you got a 56-game season. It's a bit longer, so that may be a factor, is who can wrap themselves up to play the way they need to play with no fans in the building. But, you know, a lot of us, you know, the 24 teams have had the experience already, so it shouldn't feel too foreign, and we'll just, you know, we'll adapt just like everyone else.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the extension. Good luck with the start of the season tomorrow, and a happy early birthday, which is tomorrow on the opener.
Yep. And getting older, one day at a time. Yeah. Can't stop it.
Yeah, one foot in front of the other, Coach Gallatin. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks
a lot, guys.
We appreciate it.